Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited, if he shall gain the whole world, and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Matthew 16:24-27. Jesus offers the conditions that must be met if one would choose to follow him. Jesus wants us to understand our eternal nature as we consider either losing or saving our life. Everyone will desire either to gain the world or save his soul. In saving one, we will lose the other. One cannot have both the world and the salvation of the soul. The soul is the eternal nature of man given when God created man and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, Genesis 1:27. The world is the desire or pursuit of evil. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil, John 7:7. Inspired Scripture teaches us, Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God, James 4:4. The indictment of heaven is, The whole world lieth in wickedness, 1 John 5:19. We therefore must decide between discipleship to Jesus are loving the world and engaging in the pleasures of the world. But the world cannot compare in value to the soul. The world will perish over time, while the soul will live forever. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. 1 John 2:17. Thus, the question that must be asked by every individual is, What will one profit if he gains the world and loses his own soul? But many refuse to see the long term. Many see life as the here and now, while never thinking of the eternal nature that all of us have. The philosophy of the world is, Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die. Isaiah 22:13. We will die physically, but we shall live forever. We will discard this old body, but we will be clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life. 2 Corinthians 5:4. God's design for the human family is that we live forever, either in heavenly bliss or hellish torment. If any man will come, Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.